I always have to think about what the name is. Jayhawks on the move. Nate Clayburgh, we're out of the bus. We actually get a move now, and we'll get a chance to roll and kind of see how some things are handling in week number three, believe it or not.
Week three already.
Got through Olwine, an unfortunate loss up at Olwine. You saw some things that you liked, though, I think, out of that game.
We saw some really nice things that we can definitely build upon. Just our ability to move the field, ability to see some younger guys step up. You saw Jace Pilcher come in and lead a successful offensive series for a touchdown. You saw some other guys' name called upon. You saw a pretty nice play from Cooper Feeling at the end of the game. Zach Mead had a pretty big catch. You're seeing some guys step up. And the big thing we've talked to the kids about is we got to be consistent. One of our big themes for our program is you got to be able to play four quarters. It doesn't matter if you play three quarters well and you have a bad quarter. That's not going to give you a chance to be successful. So the big thing for this week is attention to detail. We're out here, it doesn't matter from the socks we wear to how we break the huddle. We want to have extreme focus on the small things.
Well, I'm going to go back to my Iowa State knowledge, and it's Iowa State week, and you don't really have a pony in the game being from Minnesota.
No, sir.
You're going to pull more next week if it was UNI Iowa week.
Exactly.
To get into that, but Dan McCarney was always take care of the little things, and Coach Campbell's been about the process.
Right.
And you've seen a lot of that here lately of talking about the process. And it does come down to those little things. You talk about having the right socks or having your helmet on or paying attention or whatever. You know, how do you get through to that of just taking care of the little things? And that happens in every walk of life.
What it comes down to is, do you correct it or do you allow it? So if there's a behavior that you see and you allow it, then the kids think you accept it. Doesn't matter if you let it go once or you let it go all the time. If it's something you want to have extreme focus on, it needs to be corrected every single day. Where if it's something that's not meeting a certain standard. So for instance, showing up on time. Okay, if you're not on time, that's a big thing. Because for me, if you're late, it tells me you don't care. Just something as simple as that.
That was Panther time, right?
Yeah, if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. If you're late, you're in trouble. And sometimes Panther time is about, it's like Tom Coughlin time. It's extreme. So
was it 15 minutes early, or if you're 15 minutes, you're on time, or yeah, something like that. But, you know, talk through last week. You saw some players come in there, and you've got some younger guys who are really stepping in. But what we really haven't talked about yet is your leadership, your on-field leadership with your captains. We haven't talked about those guys yet, because that was a process too, trying to figure out who those people were.
Right. And everything these first, day, every day is something brand new, whether we're working on how to deal with a rain practice or how can we teach these young men to lead. And for me, this is a different role, and a lot of our staff have different roles this year. And how can we not only run an efficient practice, have an efficient game, but how are we leading these young men? So I would say, for me personally, is having the different role is how can I best put kids in position to lead successfully. I mean, sometimes there'll be times where we struggle and we end up not being as efficient. But that's something I'm learning to do, and that's something as a process that I'm working with, and the captains and I are learning together how to work through that process.
Who are your captains this year?
I'd be Fisher Ort, Logan Cole, and then Josh McGill.
Okay, but that was a process to go through. It wasn't, hey, you're a senior, you're a captain.
Right, and I know there's a lot of programs that do it where it's just player voted, and how this leadership program has started in years past was it's been voted on, players get nominated, and then the top vote getters go through a process, and then the process includes about 9 months of meeting once or twice a month to go through scenarios and talk about things that deal with leadership, talk about character, and then it goes into, we have an interview process with myself and Mr. Smines.
Okay. So what type of things are you asking them in the interview? Is there anything ahead of time they should have prepared?
No, we tell the kids that they dress like it's a job interview. We don't ask them to put any resumes or anything together. I've seen other programs do stuff like that. Just asking questions, it's more of just, we have a couple questions that we talk about, what's the word leadership mean? And then some other questions how they answer that question might tail off into our next question. Seeing how they respond with like I said, respond to some of their questions.
What was something coming out of those interviews or in that process that maybe you discovered that you hadn't expected to discover, if you think back?
I would say, that's a great question. I would say one of the things that I think came out was, you know, asking, you know, anybody can lead, and asking or dance around the question, can you lead without a title? Yeah, it's great you're going through the process. Yes, it's great that you're going, that you have the ability to be named captain, but anybody can lead, and it doesn't matter if you have a title or not. And that was, I guess, just trying to be able to talk to our kids about that and say, hey, you can still lead. It just, it doesn't have to be with a certain title that goes with it.
Okay. Well, as we move into this week, you have your second game on the road, and you got to go a little bit further. MFL Marmac.
Just a little bit.
What do you know about them? How's their season been so far?
We know that they've got a little bit smaller roster than some of our teams and that we played this year. Just because you don't have a lot of kids out doesn't mean you're not a good squad, though. You know, I know they're very sound in the run game. They have might see a little single wing action, a little wing tee from them. So they're very they've got some grinders up there. They got some kids that are going to lean on you, some kids, and they're going to run the ball efficiently. I know they run a pretty stout defense. They like bringing guys from a little bit every direction, and that's what I can tell you right now.
Okay. So as we as you move into this week and talk about who knows what this week's going to be when it comes to weather-wise. Mother Nature has not been kind to us in our area with, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 inches of rain, depending where you're at. Your practice field may be a little squishy right now.
It might be. I know one thing is we got all that rain kind of that scrimmage week or the week before, and I was really kind of really hesitant that we didn't want to tear up the practice field so early in the season. And I know right now is, like you said, Mother Nature's been pretty unpredictable, and it's hard. It's hard trying to practice inside a gymnasium. It's hard trying to practice or just watch film all the time. So it's been, once again, it's been new. It's been an interesting process to be able to, you know, hey, it's not safe to be outside, or hey, we're not going to get anything out of practice. I'm totally okay with practicing outside to get used to working with wet footballs, but sometimes there's a point where we're not getting anything accomplished and we need to reel back inside.
Yeah, and it looks like it should be dry for Friday. That's not too far off. And even this last Friday, there was some scare of when the rain or a storm may come in, but at least we got the game in ahead of time. But there's still that plays with your mind and your players of, are we going to play tonight, or is it going to be wet, or, you know, it's in the back of your mind. How do you eliminate that? How do you reduce that?
That's a great question, because we do get some kids who text and ask. It's a valid question, and the big thing I want to assure the kids is, hey, I'm not going to put you in a position where you're going to be you're not going to get hurt, especially during practice. And I say, hey, if there's a change to what we're going to do from the practice side, I'll let you know. Okay, so if you don't get a text from me by 2:30, 3 o'clock, we're probably going to go on with practice as continues. And the game stuff, I let the kids know that I'm in constant contact with the people I need to be in contact with, whether that's, I'm sure sometimes on game day, Mr. Smines gets annoyed with me because I'm just like, hey, what do you know? What do you know? Have they said anything? Have they said anything? And if not, you know, there's people who have that job. So, for instance, I say, Smines, if anything changes, let me know. And then if he doesn't let me know anything, then it's, we're on as normal.
Yeah, yeah, it's, you know, you get the questions on, is flag football on? Yeah, they've heard all the way through from flag football to YSF to wherever. We haven't practiced, what's going on.
Right.
Some are hoping for an off night, maybe.
Yes,
you
definitely.
Know, to reduce, but some are pretty excited to get back to it. One person that seems to be following along here in our episodes, I'm going to guess is probably one of your biggest fans, is your mom.
Yep. My mom is one of my biggest fans.
She's right in there sharing it. She made the comment that she really loved me, but I'm not quite sure if she meant that in what way. I was a little uncomfortable.
You could ask her. It all comes from a good place. You know, we all have our support systems, and obviously my family, you know, like my wife, when she was watching the last one we did, she was talking about, she was making some comments about some of the stuff I was saying, all positive, of course.
Wrong candy bar, didn't remember the movie.
By the way, 100 grand is not gluten-free. It was Reese's Fast Break. The last movie we saw was Ocean's 8
yes.
That's the one we saw.
You weren't ready for questions.
No, I just wasn't ready for, I don't know, as we say, as Smize like to say, I think I was up in the clouds for some of those questions.
Okay.
But, you know, we all have those support systems, and some people are like, man, is that embarrassing? I'd say, no, it's not. You know, we've got people who are interested. I would rather have it this way than any other way. So I couldn't be prouder of who wants to chime in and who wants to give support to us.
Well, are they going to come down and watch a game here at some point?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, I would think they want to come down and see that grandchild of theirs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you bet.
Well, stick around for the weekend.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, when you do make it down, Mrs. Sauer, come on up to the press box for the home game. Maybe we'll get you on at halftime, maybe.
All right.
If that works. Would she be up for that?
I don't know. You got to ask her.
Okay.
I'll be.
Well, let me know.
I'll be doing my thing at halftime.
Okay.
So.
Well, maybe you want her down there, too.
She can, her, Morgan Stratton, and my dad can be all hanging out on the in the bleachers.
You're not allowed on the field. You've got to get through the fence.
At the end. At the end when we do the circle,
yeah,
we'll be okay.
Yeah, you can come in from the circle. Okay. All right. Favorite color?
Favorite color. It would have to be teal. Teal baby blue.
Teal?
I've always had a thing for, I don't know why, the North Carolina blue has always just had a place in my heart.
That's a whole different blue.
I
do you know what teal is?
I guess I got to go to like Sherwin Williams and look at the color wheel or something. But baby blue would be the color. It doesn't look the best on me, but I like it.
So like on that, we're in front of Tony Lang's house on
that's
Third
teal?
Street. That's kind of a baby blue,
baby
tealish.
Blue.
It says hello, Tony. I don't know what color
maybe,
that is.
Maybe it's a, okay. Maybe we'll say teal's lighter and we'll say baby blue's a little bit darker. I don't. Nate, I'm not the color wheel. The
what about that lawnmower? Is that's kind of faded?
That's faded green.
Okay,
I would say that's like a not a forest green. I don't know. The primary colors and the cool colors about what I know.
Hey. It took us two blocks to go through that question of trying to determine what a color is, and not Third Street, Second Street is where we're going down to. Favorite restaurant.
Oh, it depends what I'm trying to do. If it's date night with the wife, she likes going to Montage. I like going to Whiskey Road on a Friday or Saturday and get the prime rib. I'd say that Montage or Whiskey Road.
You choose an appetizer. What are you going with?
Appetizer, sweet potato fries.
Okay.
I don't get the marshmallow dipping sauce. I just get normal ketchup to go with it. What about you?
On an appetizer?
Yeah, appetizer.
I would default to potato skins.
Potato skins, oh, that's good.
But
too.
If I come across anywhere that's got breaded cauliflower, I have to go with it.
That sounds good.
It doesn't matter where it's at, even what time of day, I have to go for that.
Okay.
What is a meal you would have at any time of the day?
Oh, any meal, I'd probably have an omelet. I think of just, or like a potato hash kind of deal with peppers and bacon. And breakfast is
you,
great.
You
for
can
all
only
time.
Have one.
Only
now
one.
You're picking two or
I'm
three.
I'm sorry. Any meal.
So omelet or the potato? So it's a breakfast is what you're going to do?
Yeah. So okay. a breakfast meal with something with eggs and potatoes mixed in together.
Okay. All right. See, we get along. I'll have breakfast any time of the day.
It's delicious.
So, and I can make some good omelets. So if maybe that'll be an episode.
If that's cooking with Clayburg, if that's something we got to do during the winter.
Can we put a hot plate right here and try and mix it up and see how it works?
I think that's something we got to do during the basketball games this winter. We can go down to the FCS room and you can just
mix up some omelets.
Mix up some omelets.
So what's going in the omelet?
You put tomatoes. You can put some red onions, bacon, pepper jack, shredded cheese. It just depends how fancy you want to get with it. If you just keep it simple and you just do bacon, potatoes. And
oh, you're throwing potatoes in it?
Some potatoes, yeah. I just
okay.
It's the best vegetable out there. It can be used as mashed potatoes, French fries, baked potatoes. I mean, it's one tool vegetable. You can do a lot with it.
I just found the title of the episode. It's a one tool vegetable.
One tool vegetable.
The potato.
The potato. Good.
Okay. All right. Well, we head into week three. It's Tuesday. What's practice today?
Practice today is kind of our offensive focus, and it's our normal practice just because kind of had whatever, you know, we had our Labor Day holiday other day, and we're gonna work on some more offense and clean
up.
But
you had practice yesterday.
Yes, we did. It was kind of hard to practice with the monsoon we had going on.
But you got to go through tape. Is that a standard thing on Monday?
Yeah, Mondays usually for us are it's tape, it's lifting, it's maybe go through some conditioning. But yeah, yesterday we watched a little bit more film than we normally would, just because some things we want to really hammer home this week.
Well, one thing after seeing the Olwine game, I want to challenge Jayhawk Nation, or whatever we're calling you guys, to be Jayhawk strong. Parents, friends, family, whoever, if you come out to the football games, we need you to be involved. And I'm going to call out the student section too, and we'll grab their handle too. Great job with themes, getting dressed, things like that.
Yep.
But you can't sit in the end zone. Get up there. Cheer on Jessup. Doesn't matter what team it is, what event it is, anything like that. That's something we got to get. It's a culture change. Trying to get people used to being a part of it and being engaged.
Exactly.
So that's the challenge to you. We'll talk more about that each week as we see it. But if you make your way up to MFL Marmac or get out to volleyball game or cheer on our cross country guys, be involved.
Exactly.
That's what we got to do. All right, Jayhawks on the move. We will see you next week. Go Jayhawks.
Great day to be a Jayhawk. See you later.